gosh. I imagine America. This makes me feel like crying.
Oh.
I have very mixed feelings about America.
Mm. Don't we all?
I think I'd like to say I imagine America where everyone feels welcome.
Mm.
And I definitely imagine America that doesn't stop at the border of the United States.
Mm.
We're a part of a continent that is central and southern.
Mm.
And we call them different continents. It's the same landmass. And I imagine America where students can find their own smarts and be themselves and, you know.
Another shot, no.
No, I mean, I have a lot of dreams for America, but it's, I think of America and I feel rejected immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of what happened with my grandparents and the fact that, America hasn't been a loving place. But I think America is fucking imagined.
Oh, okay.
It's a total makeup thing. I mean, it's like me saying, you know, I belong to my institution or my gender or my mm-hmm. ethnicity or my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't belong to you. So I guess I feel like we need to get beyond that. The fact that there are tiki torches and, you know, swastikas and people being just assassinated on the street mm-hmm. by police and other, you know, violent people who do. I mean, we don't need, if America is the way America looks right now, it's like America's ability to buy anything and kill anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we define success as how much money you can accumulate, even if it's on the backs of others. That's not my America. My America is a welcoming America. My America is a loving America. My America is a one that stewards the land and accepts each other as kin. And my America isn't only about the well-off. My America is about everybody who is striving to grow and learn and do.
Okay. It's kind of hard to go after that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, how do you imagine America that actually believe representation matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It actually goes for it. So, yeah, I imagine America where representation matters and it actually fulfills those promises of equal representation.
You know what that requires, though, of course. Stepping up.
People seeing them. I think people seeing their stories.
So I'm just saying you don't. I hope that that's part of, I mean, self-representation, claiming space, running for office, starting your program, doing your business, going for the jobs you want, all that stuff, just stepping out on you. That's part of, I don't know.
I debate that, but, you know, we're trying to get out this whole situation. No, because it's more, I think it's more than that, because there's the barriers for those entries is deeply rooted in the way that America has been developed. Mm-hmm. So when you actually care about representation of people's stories, hopefully it gives you more visibility upon that, but it's institutional. So I'm not even gonna.
It's institutional and it's story told.